Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
Had to kiss babies and shake hands here for a little bit. How you doing, man? You doing all right? Yeah, that's what we do. We do kiss babies and shake hands. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. All right, now?
So we're kissing babies at the boxing press conference. This is what you're saying,
Big O. I do it all. I do it all. I'm.
Well, I tell you what, I've been to a lot of boxing press
conferences. Whoa.
What is this? Why we got? Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Now we got it. All right. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. You're good now. You're good.
So
now.
You're in action. You've been a little busy because you've been kissing babies at the boxing press
conference.
Shaking hands, kissing babies. Running for mayor, the whole nine yards.
Yes. This fight card is going to be awesome, by the way.
It's a great look. This is the perfect fight card for Miami-Dade County.
Yeah.
The residents of Miami-Dade and Broward, you got to get in the car and come on down. It's Friday night boxing.
I know.
In person. It's not, you're not going to watch it on television, and you're going to watch it in person. You're going to, you know, have you ever, this is a little bit of a weird thing I was talking about earlier at the press conference. Have you ever really seen, a lot of people haven't really heard and seen the thud of somebody getting knocked out.
Oh, okay.
The thud.
Okay, all right.
It's a little bit weird, you know?
Yeah.
The first time you see it, you're like, whoa, that hurt, you know? That was a rough one.
And it gets better when you get closer.
Yeah, the closer you are, the better, you know?
It's like hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Like sitting on the ice.
You got to see the check right into the glass.
Second level is different than when you're on the ice and you watch that check.
Exactly.
Holy crap,
listen,
dude.
I didn't know you. Are you a hockey fan? I'm going to get you tickets. Our tickets are in the first row on the ice.
Well, when you're waiting for me,
Sean, I didn't know. Me and Sean want
to have some beers.
I heard a lot of basketball.
What kind of slacking is this?
No, listen, I don't know.
We talk everything here.
Listen, cut
his mic off. God, get a camera off the man.
A lot of basketball, a lot of NFL. Latinos going to hockey. It's not all the time. You know, it's not all the time.
We've been throwing rats on the ice since the mid-90s. What's wrong with you?
My son lives in Philadelphia where they invented, you know, the Broad Street Bullies.
That was my team.
I mean, come on.
That was my team.
No, my son's my team. I know, but he lives in Philly. But I'll give you a little background. He's not a Flyers fan. He's a New Jersey Devils fan.
Oh, okay. Well, I know. That's that whole border thing that you guys are there.
But it was
you guys are all
that.
Twisted
it's
and
a very
screwed
twisted.
Up.
I mean, Jets, Giants,
like some guy in South
Yankees,
Jersey
Mets.
Is rooting for the Eagles.
That's everybody in South Jersey.
And then some guy in North Philly is rooting for, you know, for the Giants or the Jets.
It's a little weird.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Well, the states are a little different up there, but it's all right. It's all
but
good.
You're on your state.
Listen,
if you're in Philly, you should be, you know, if you're in Pennsylvania, you should be rooting for Philly. Okay. And if you're in Jersey, you're not supposed to be rooting for Philly.
So I happen to know the owner, the previous owner of the New Jersey Devils. That's another thing too. New York Giants, New Jersey Giants, you know, that's another mistake that we all make. But I can tell you that. So I used to get unbelievable tickets, like the best seats in the arena. John McMullen was the owner. And good friends with the whole organization that owned the Devils. So we would go 4 or 5 times. Now it's a long ride, you know, from Atlantic City. It's an hour to see the Flyers. To go see the Devils, it's 2 hours. See, that's the Jersey thing. You see,
I get it.
You know, 2 hours in a car versus an hour.
By the way, we're going to Long Island next month.
Long Island, for what reason?
Well, one of our sponsors, our great sponsor, Sloman's Home Security.
Okay.
They're in New York, but they're one of our sponsors. And so the owners are enormous fans of the show. Obviously, they sponsor
them. They're doing pretty good. The show's doing pretty good, and they're doing good.
And so they're flying us up there to go do 2 shows at their headquarters on Thursday and Friday.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
What city? What city is it in?
Oh, it's something with an H.
Hempstead?
Is it Hempstead? I don't know why it's not. I don't know why it doesn't sound like that. Damn it! I'm not Mr. Jersey, Mr. Long Island.
That's Long Island.
That's Long Island.
That's a whole other. You think New York and New Jersey and Long Island's another world,
right?
They're in Long Island. You know, that's like in Long Island. There's the west side of Long Island and the east side. The east side's where the money is, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Way out. You know,
All right. I put there Sloman's headquarters, and so that way I can get the – is there another city with an H?
I'm sure there is. It's Long Island. There's probably 100 cities. Well, Hackensack's in Jersey.
It's definitely not Hackensack.
So where are you flying into? You flying into
– I don't know where they have us flying.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea where they have us flying
into. I can
give
you restaurants. We can give you some – where are you going to go?
Well, I mean, Thursday, we're hanging out with the folks from Sloman's.
Nice.
But Friday, we're going to go to Slattery's in the city because that's a Miami Dolphins bar.
Nice.
So we're gonna hook up. We're gonna hook up with a whole bunch of Dolphin fans.
Smart.
During that time, and then after that, I don't know. You know, Sean might look at me and say, "Hey, what about a restaurant?" So, you know,
when's that trip? We might have a Miami
16th
coach.
Through the 20th.
We might have a coach.
All right.
Oh, the 16th through the 20th. This is so funny. That's a funny weekend. That's when all my kids are coming down to Florida that weekend.
Well, they knew I was going there. They wanted to avoid me. That's what it is.
They're like, hey,
we heard O's coming up here. We're out of here, bro.
I've got my son, my stepson, my stepdaughter, my son-in-law. Hicksville. Oh,
Hicksville.
Yeah. Hicksville's not Hickey. I can tell you that right now.
Is it Hicksville? Well, somebody put Hicksville. Yeah, Hicksville. It is Hicksville. Yeah.
That's nice.
Very good job by you, sir.
Hicksville.
That's it. It's Hicksville. You are correct, sir.
Awesome.
125 Lawman Lane, Hicksville, New York.
Sounds good. Oh, you're going to have a blast there. You're going to have a blast in New York. It's a good time. Everything around New York is
New York is always great to visit. You don't want to live there, but you definitely want to visit.
The city's tough to live in.
It's
the
like Southern tough. Cal.
I don't know if you
ever gone to Southern California?
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of California, but it's beautiful to visit. Pacific Coast Highway.
I don't want to live there.
You know,
with that traffic, I want nothing to do and everything else that they have going on.
Well, at one point, my son lived in San Diego, so it was.
Heaven.
It's pretty nice.
That one's heaven.
It's a pretty nice place.
I might want to live in San Diego.
Yeah,
I might not want to live. No, I know I don't want to live in Los Angeles.
No, there's no desire this much. Not even this much.
Why would I want to live in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles is like a mess.
But
you know?
San Diego. I've been to San Diego.
Nice. It's pretty nice.
San Diego's like Coral Gables by the sea.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all by the sea and ocean. Ocean Beach is where my son used to hang. Ocean Beach was right next to San Diego.
Did you go to the ballpark there?
I did not. No, my son has been a handful of times, and he said it's great.
Oh my God!
And my best friend went with my son there, and they said they had a blast.
And the gas lamp district that's right around the park.
It's nice.
It is awesome.
It's really nice.
Bars, you know, restaurants, cigar bars. It's such a groovy place, man. I went there one day. I saw the Mets, speaking of New York, taking on the
that's
Padres.
Queens. That's Queens. That's
well, whatever. Whatever. But and it was the dude with the long blonde hair, and he had like 10 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah, the pitcher. Yeah. So
I forgot his name now. I'm brain farting, but he's so – huh? Who?
Syndergaard.
Syndergaard pitched, and dude, he had 10 Ks. It was
tough ticket. Tough ticket, too.
Yeah. No, well –
not in San Diego. Yeah, that's where you got to fly to San Diego to see it.
You know, I sat wherever I wanted to. Beautiful park, man. Wow.
Anyway, I do want to say, you know, we're a little early. This is a special version of the Stop My Vibe. And the purpose is really just to let everybody, your viewers know, this is a must-see event this Friday, 28th. It's going to be, you know, 10 great matches. I mean, this is going to be, and I think it has some, it's almost like that. It's a pre-Olympic type feel because you got the country thing. You know, you got the Cuban guy versus the Venezuelan guy, you know, and you know, the Venezuelans will obviously, they're not going to be rooting for the Cuban guy. And Cubans are going to be rooting.
And it's so traditional in boxing to have that all the way back from, you know, when we Rocky Russians and Americans, you know,
pre-Olympic flair to it with the countries. You know, the country's
By the way, Barney O says, I grew up going to the bathtub beach. Does it still exist? Is it still nice? I miss the ocean. What is the bathtub beach? Is that on the west or east coast? I have no idea.
I've never heard of the bathtub beach.
That sounds like something that would be San Diego-ish. I don't know.
Doesn't sound
New York-ish. Doesn't sound Long Island.
I don't know. I know the tub in Hollywood. It's a restaurant.
Good burger.
Yeah.
Burgers are good.
I know the tub, but not the bathtub.
I've been to the tub, man.
The tub is
that's
the tub.
A good place. But I like it, man. Sean's pissed. He hasn't been in the tub. Big O, get a Lombardi's pizza if you can.
Oh.
Where's Lombardi's? In New York?
In Long Island, I think.
Oh, in Long Island?
Yeah, yeah. And you got to say it like, you don't say Long Island. It's Long Island. Long Island.
Okay.
Like the island has a couple of I's in it or something. It's not really island. It's island.
Okay.
You know, Long Island. You know what I mean? It's a little bit, yeah. St. Lucie, no kidding.
Oh, it's in Port St. Lucie? Oh, okay. I don't know, man. I don't know about the beaches in Port St. Lucie. I'm not exactly
sure.
You
know, I do. You know, Big O, I actually own a home in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So, well, so you, gonna, so you don't even know that you have a bathtub beach?
I've only purchased it a year ago.
Oh, okay. So, isn't it nice to be like Steve Calabro? Like, I purchased it a year ago, and I've never been there.
No, I've been
like,
there.
I have no idea.
No, I've been
it's
there.
It's just one of my 10 houses here.
No, it's
you know?
Not.
I make millions here at Hialeah Park
no,
as a
I
manager.
Don't. No, I
have
don't.
Homes in San Diego I've never
no,
visited.
That was my son. That was my son. And it's... I have a little condo in Fort Lauderdale, and I can't afford to buy a house
like
in Fort Lauderdale.
It's like a six-bedroom condo is small for him.
No, I can't. And so I said, let's move... This is the future plan someday for St. Lucie, you know. And my wife likes it up there.
I like it up there.
The traffic's crazy down here. And my
I like it up there. I love Martin County, Port St. Lucie, all that
right
area.
Right there, Jensen Beach. It's kind of cool. Stewart.
I think it's
cool.
A fantastic
up and coming
area.
My only fear about Stewart and Jensen Beach and Port St. Lucie. I hope it doesn't get too crowded.
It will.
It's going to, you know, in 10, 15 years now.
You have no choice.
I'll be calling you in and saying it's a mess here. The traffic is bad.
The West Coast is feeling that now, too.
Right, the whole Naples, Marcos, Fort Myers
right.
thing. Yeah, Marco.
You know how many people from the Boston and New York area moved to there?
Listen.
And Chicago, they on the West Coast of Florida, there's a ton. I was in talks with a station in the West Coast. And you know, they go, okay, well, listen, if you're going to do the show here, we need you to talk more Red Sox. We need you to talk more Patriots.
Spring training.
No. They live there.
Yeah, well,
year round.
Yeah,
no, what I'm saying is
they
have moved to the West. So he goes to me, we need to talk more Yankees. We need to talk more New York, more Boston. You know, so he was telling me like what survives there. You know what I mean? Even a little more. He goes, even golf is a little bit more acceptable here than it is where you're at. Because we're a little bit more modern here compared to over there. So
I'll tell you something that's a little odd. You just touched on it. So the Boston Red Sox have spring training in, I think,
Fort Myers,
right?
Yeah.
And the New York Mets have it in Port St. Lucie.
Right.
And somebody told me that basically when the Mets went there 30 years ago, whenever the heck they set up camp for spring training in Port St. Lucie, it put Port St. Lucie on the map. And everything built around that. You know, it was
sure.
And so consequently, there's a lot of Bostonians in Fort Myers and a ton of New Yorkers in Port St. Lucie, New York.
That makes sense.
And remember, New Yorkers, New Jersey, it's all the same. Connecticut, it's really one giant state. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I used to play hooky in high school, and I would end up in New York City, in Manhattan, in 20 minutes on a train.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, when I was this is now it's full.
Oh, by the way, now I'm being told Bathtub Beach is in Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart. Yeah, that's Stewart's next. Yeah. It's across the bridge.
It's like just north, right?
Stewart's just south of Port St. Lucie.
Oh, south of Port St. Lucie.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just south. But so we used to New York, New Jersey thing. Just to give you an idea, we would play hooky, get on a train, and end up in New York City. And also, we did the drinking thing. So the drinking age when I was 18.
Oh, yeah.
Was 21 in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Or like I was 16. I was 16. The drinking age was 21 in New Jersey and 18 in New York.
Oh, okay.
So we'd go over to Staten Island because that Staten Island was only 2 minutes.
Dude, I was so pissed. When I was turning 18, it turned to 19. When I was turning 19, it went to 21. Now, I was drinking since I was 16.
Yeah.
I was going to the clubs and everything. I had a beard. When I was
legal.
A sophomore in high school, I had a beard. It was like, you know, Roman toga day or whatever. You go to the toga. Yeah. I just let my beard go. So I had a beard since I was in 10th grade. So I was going into clubs and all that from 10th grade. But it was the weirdest thing. Right when I was turning 18, they switched it to 19.
The exact opposite for me because I'm a little older, I was in the mid-70s.
Right,
so,
right.
But I remember that. But anyhow, New York, New Jersey, close by. But the last thing, I'll just finalize it, is it's a must event. But yes. I also want to change the subject and apologize. My Jersey wise guy had a roughed up weekend.
Right. Now, well, he's got to come back strong on Thursday.
Now, he was real close on the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
13 seconds away from it.
But you know what they say about close, right? It only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes.
Yes, I understand. We weren't playing horseshoes, that's for sure.
Hand grenades.
They were throwing some hand grenades. I can tell you that, man. Holy mackerel, what a game to watch.
I mean, 13 seconds. It did remind me of Marino because there were times there were like 18, 25, 28 seconds left on the clock. And Marino would get the ball, and he'd literally drive you down the field and score.
The last play, Biggo, just try to give me some understanding. How is that guy, I guess it was a cup, was one-on-one with the safety?
Yeah, I don't know how any of them.
How does that even happen?
Down the stretch, I don't even know how anybody got behind anybody. That I don't understand any
I mean.
That. If anything, listen, you got to be playing deep the entire
listen,
time.
Listen, Leslie Frazier is up for some big jobs.
Yeah, Leslie, well, I'm not, I was I wasn't a Leslie Frazier head coach fan anyway.
I think his stock went down on those two plays, you know, alone, maybe the whole game, but certainly those two plays.
I've already seen him as a head coach. I'm done with him.
But that was tough. But
him and Dan Quinn do nothing for me as head coach.
Yeah, Dan Quinn will be forever known as the guy that blew the 28-3 lead. You know,
25-point lead, yeah.
I mean, give me a break. That's so.
No, and his teams were like that the entire time, dude.
The NFL.
They were streaky as hell. Like, you could never get a feel for Dan Quinn teams.
Dan Quinn, they got him as like
a coordinator, bro.
I know, but they got him as this unbelievable opportunity for a coach right now. It's only been 5 years or so since that colossal collapse.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. Not to pick on those guys, but hey, look.
What McVay? Well, what?
Look, did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear Al Michaels? At one point, Al Michaels said, "Well, the Rams are doing everything they can to try to lose this game." That's Al Michaels. He's a pretty straightforward, honest guy, you know. But at any rate, I just wanted to tell your viewers two things. Apologies for the Jersey wise guy. I did give him shit. It was kind of good for me personally.
You got to bust his balls.
He was coming at me with a 6-0 before, you know, and then I didn't bet enough and blah, blah, blah. And so now I was able to give him a little crap. And then I put a little pressure on for the next week. So,
right. Exactly.
So, yeah, I hope I'll see you Thursday.
We're way ahead with him. So I'm.
Yeah, grateful.
That's why I wasn't like, you know, it was. And it was one of those where I agreed with most of those picks.
Yeah.
So I was wrong too.
Yeah.
So I can't really blame him.
I mean, who really picked San Francisco? You tell me who was picking San Francisco. And it went down to 5 points.
Yeah, in the Bay Area.
I guess that's a homer. I mean,
right. That's what I'm just saying. That's it.
Yes, you know,
who likes Barry Bonds? Only in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just one of those.
I think some of them guys don't like him either. But,
but I mean, if you're gonna find anybody that likes him,
that's true.
It's got to be in the Bay Area because it ain't anywhere else.
It was homers. Really, it was weird to see Aaron Rodgers like stumble. It was a little bit strange. Like he was three and out, like six or seven drives.
That defense stifles.
Yeah, they did a real deal.
They got a
Florida kid there,
and they've done a number on. Yeah, I know the
Nicky Bosa.
They've done a number on the Rams twice already this year.
Yeah,
defense,
which is amazing, right?
It's a defense.
Yeah, it was. Well, defense wins championships.
Well, that's the problem. On Sunday, nobody could stop anybody in either of those games. And then on Saturday, nobody could score.
But how about so Miami Dolphin fans, and you should bring this up when you go to New York, and you're gonna be seeing your fans up there, the Miami fans. I guess there was validation that Ryan Tannehill he's just adequate.
Yeah,
he's an adequate.
That's always,
when you have great players
I've
around you.
I've always said that. That's nothing new on this show. I've never been a Tannehill guy.
It was validation.
I didn't need it, but those people that were still confused needed it, I guess.
That was ugly. That was a little bit ugly.
Tannehill's a jag, bro. He's always been a jag. Just is what he is, bro.
Anyway, so signing off and just letting you know, we'll see you at the weigh-in. We'll see you at the weigh-in.
Yeah, we'll be here on Thursday.
Listen, the fans should come out. to the weigh-in too. The weigh-in's fun.
Oh yeah, you guys. That's true. You guys can come out for free on the weigh-ins. Come on.
Yeah,
out.
It's fun. Yeah, there'll be drinks there. You know, you can have it.
They're talking smack. They might go at it a little bit. You got to separate them. You know, you never
take their shirts off. You know, try to look tougher. You know, I don't take my shirt off to look tough.
No,
it's an ugly sight.
I don't want to do that either.
Anyway,
then it all becomes a rated R show then, or maybe X.
No, I think it's rated like below that.
Yeah, rated UGG.
Yeah, UGG.
Something like that. All right. I appreciate you. I'll see you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.
And with the wise guys.
All righty. Take care.
There you go. Steve Calabro, baby. Manager here at Hialeah Park.